Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Francisco keeps Ayuk. Why do you feel that way?
Because he's their best wide receiver. They're inside their Super Bowl window. He operates expertly in the middle of the field. His best football's ahead of him. They've gone through the, you know, there's growing pains, as we all know, with many young receivers. They've gone through that with him, and now they're ready to get his best football. And to me, it would be unfortunate to see him walk. But I do understand that it's a cap sport. You're going to be paying Purdy, I think, north of $50 million in a year. And they're a run-first team, you know. So I'm not sure if it really makes sense to pay him and Debo. I don't know that you can move Debo. There's new Diana Rossini rumors. They're shopping Debo today, which goes totally against what Debo was told by the team, that he would not be dealt before, during, or after this year's draft. But who knows? Maybe everything's in play. I'll say this, guys. Last year I asked John Lynch about Bosa. I said, John, is there any chance that Bosa gets traded? And before I could even get the question out, he's like, absolutely not. Nope, that puts an end to that.
Yep.
He stopped well short of that this time. I mean, as soon as Mayoko asked him on Monday, have you given his agent permission to seek trades? He's like, oh, I don't want to talk about it.
Yeah.
He shut it down right there. So to me, that was an indication that the answer to that question is yes, we have given his agent, license to go shop other teams. And clearly, when you look around the league and what's being talked about over the last 48 hours, it's clear that he's out there and can be had. And Silver's reporting was pretty on point.
And if he is shopped, the idea would be to move up from 31 to fill in the blank. And I know that Diana had the thought to move into the top 10. And I'm looking at your quote-unquote quick draft thoughts, and you talk about moving up to 17. Would it be there to draft a lineman, in your opinion, or and wait to get a receiver in the second round in a draft that looks to be pretty deep with receivers?
Well, or, you know, I'll say this, Dibs, you know, if you went and did the breakdown on the Super Bowl 58, right, and did the whole, you know, autopsy, if you will, football autopsy, I think that you'd find that the Niners, I think, lost mostly because of Legarius Sneed and Trent McDuffie and how great they were against the Niner receivers. And I think that's a lasting memory. I mean, we just saw Kyle pick up Trent Taylor the other day. Well, I think he may have something tells me Kyle's watched that video a few times. Let's just say that. And I think he's learned. So I personally think that the target on a trade up is Quinyon Mitchell. And I know that's not a name that you're hearing a lot of, but Lynch referenced that, you know, this could be about this year, but it could also be about next year. Can they pay Mooney Ward? Can they pay Lenore? Can they pay both? I think they really want that dominant corner. And I think Quinyon Mitchell is one of the cleanest prospects. I mean, he had four picks in a game. He's an awesome man-to-man corner. Then he went to the combine. He was an incredible tester. So I just think that he could be the target if they trade up into the middle of the first round. If they're trading into the top 10, then I got to think it's either for J.C. Latham or Taliesi Fuguaga from Oregon State, one of the two premier offensive tackles.
Larry, I think that, you know, don't hate that idea at all as far as attacking the defensive backfield, but let's back up for a second and talk about the actual team as it stands now. If Brandon Ayuk's not on it, even if they were to get one of these hot shot receiver prospects, you know that it takes a minute, especially in Kyle Shanahan's system. If Brandon Ayuk's not on this team, how is the receiving core viable enough this coming season?
Yeah, I mean, Mark, I listened to you guys yesterday driving back, and you were making this point, and I understand it. You know, they'd have to make do, right? Well, how would they do it? You know, they would still have Debo. They would still have Jennings. Tyler Boyd is still out there in free agency. There are a couple of really polished receivers that could help them in this draft, including Ladd McConkey, who could be their pick at 31. He could be their pick if they trade down from 31 with the Commanders into the high second round. I think he's really polished, guys. He's really ready to go. To me, he looks a lot like Cooper Kupp. You know, I saw Greg Cosell did a whole breakdown on him. He's in love with him. I think McConkey grows on you. I've got some durability concerns about him because he isn't the biggest guy, but man, played the big conference, ran incredible times. When you watch the film, he's an outstanding, refined route runner who can play at different tempos. He's kind of like I hate to put the label on him, but he's kind of like a Cooper Kupp 2.0 type guy. So I think he's ready to roll. Malik Washington from Virginia, ready to roll. And there's a couple other receivers that are pretty refined. It wouldn't be Ayuk, but if this isn't the Niners, if they move Ayuk, it's not because they don't like him or appreciate him or want him. It's because they're paying their quarterback $50 million and they're looking for cap relief. And I personally, if you ask me my thoughts on it, I think that the Niners know what Ayuk's camp wants. And Ayuk knows where the Niners are, and I think they're at an impasse. And I think that the agent and Lynch have a good relationship, and the agent pushed back on the shopping rumors because I think he's trying to do Lynch a solid and help him maintain leverage. He knows they're only going to trade him. He's only going to get his top price if he's traded, most likely. They're only going to be able to trade him if Lynch gets his price. So it makes sense that the agent and Lynch would work into cahoots to try to make it seem like the Niners have total leverage here. When do they? You know, it sounds like he's far outpriced himself from their budget, from afar looking at it.
And you look at the other big contracts that are bound to come up with Jefferson and also with CeeDee Lamb. And if his contract comes after those, his price might go up, even though he's not as good as those two guys. The top of the market being higher than what it is now might affect what price he's asking for, what price they're willing to pay. If this does go down, Larry, would you expect it to have to happen today as far as the Niners then either moving up in the first round by trading Brandon Ayuk or getting an additional first round pick? Do you think that after Thursday in the opening round, can Niner fans breathe easy, or could this be a day two deal as well?
Well, I mean, it's always possible it could be a day two deal, but I still think we would probably, you know, I think there's a very good chance 49ers make no picks tonight, that they get to 31. You know, there are teams that might want to trade up for Penix or Nix if they're still on the board. There's also a hot report today that the Commanders badly want one of the top tackles to pair with most likely Jaden Daniels, who I think they'll take at two. And they, you know, the Niners would be a prime category or a prime target to trade up into the back of the first round. Could that trade be grown to include players and picks? I mean, the Commanders have a bevy of picks inside the top 100, and I think they've got five inside the top 50. You know, if they traded 36 and 40 and something in the third round, I mean.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
And players, I mean, you got to remember it's a new regime there, so there's could be some high picks from previous regimes, guys like Emmanuel Forbes and Jahan Dotson, that maybe, the last regime liked, but maybe Adam Peters and the new regime aren't as wed to. So that happens a lot. Could you see a deal involving them? Could the Niners throw Ambry Thomas to them in that deal? Could Ayuk be in that deal? So I think there's a possibility of a bonanza trade, I think, between the Niners and Commanders at the end of the first round tonight. And then as far as tomorrow, I think once the first round goes, I don't see the Niners trading Ayuk for second round picks, but you know, it really depends how, what kind of number he wants. I mean, let's just say this, if they kept him and made him sit there, he could walk at the end of the year, they'd get a compensatory third round pick. So if they really can't afford him and have already crossed that bridge, I guess any package that's better than the compensatory pick might be something that could be attractive to them. A lot of people say, hey, just let them sit and wait and, you know, make them wait. They're not going to do that. They're not going to sit there and say, you know, we have you under contract and play super hardball. I think they're going to deal with this, that, you know, tonight or this weekend.
Larry Kruger with us, Willard and Dibs. It's draft day, 95-7 the game. We are breaking all of it down, and there are rumors running everywhere with regard to what the Niners are going to do. 31st pick right now, but reports that phone calls are being made with both Brandon Ayuk and Deebo Samuel's name getting tossed around. Larry, in that tweet that I referenced.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.